大家好，欢迎收听都市猎影节目，我是王飞。金戈铁马，气宇非凡。如果你看过英国皇家骑兵卫队在威廉王子婚礼上的表现，一定会有同样的感觉。我们今天故事的主人公呢，就是英国皇家骑兵卫队中的一名年轻军官 Captain Anton Lin 林松正上尉。在听他下面故事的同时呢，请思考一个问题， What is his special connection to China?
My name is Captain Anton Lin, and I'm in the Blues and Royals in the British Army. I'm one of few Chinese officers in the British Army. My father is Chinese. He taught at Oxford for about 25 years. While there, he met someone studying Chinese, and that's my mother. And so I've grown up with a strong family connection to China.
Captain Anton Lin's father is Chinese, and his mother also studied Chinese. Captain Lin is in the Blues and the Royals. 他服役的部队呢叫蓝色和龙骑兵团，是英国皇家骑兵部队 Household Cavalry 中的一支。Being an army officer, what university did he graduate from? Where did he have his military training?
I grew up in Oxford.And then went to Oxford University myself, where I studied law. I left Oxford in 2006, and shortly afterwards started my military training at Sandhurst, which is the academy that all officers have to attend for 1 year before becoming an officer in the British Army.
He went to Oxford University and studied law. 他在牛津大学学的法律，然后又去了 Sandhurst 军校受训。牛津大学是世界知名大学之一， Sandhurst 也是英国的顶级军校，相当于美国的西点军校。我们继续听他的故事，听的时候请注意两个表达， A troop leader of mounted ceremonial soldiers， 骑兵礼仪卫队队长， Public ceremonial duties， 公共礼仪职责。同时请考虑一个问题，What are the Household Cavalry's two main duties?
After leading tank soldiers on operations in Afghanistan, I returned to England last year and had another 6 months of training on horsemanship before I could take over my current position as a troop leader of mounted ceremonial soldiers in London. Performing public ceremonial duties is very exciting. That's the first thing that you feel.It's made especially exciting by knowing that a year ago I was in Afghanistan fighting the Taliban in a tank, and now here I am in the middle of London with huge crowds looking at us, performing duties for the Queen, and let all the tourists and the world see the British heritage. It's a very different feeling, and it's made all the more exciting for what you've already done.
Household Cavalry, 皇家骑兵的第一个职责呢是上战场打仗。Anton Lin 曾经在阿富汗战场参战，并且是 lead tank soldiers， 率领坦克兵。第二个职责呢是执行公共礼仪职责，比如为威廉王子的婚礼护驾。对这两个职责他有什么感受呢？他说， Performing public ceremonial duties is very exciting. It's made especially exciting by knowing a year ago he was in Afghanistan.Fighting the Taliban in a tank. 执行公众礼仪表演职责的时候呢，非常令人激动。但是当你把在战场上的经历和在伦敦的市中心成为公众的焦点的两种经历合在一起的时候，你会愈加激动。这是多么值得珍重的军旅生涯。再过半年的时间， Captain Anton Lin 就要退役了。他退役后有什么打算呢？我们听一听。
When I do leave in November, I hope to move abroad to try living and working in another country. That will probably be either China or Europe.
他说他打算 move abroad to try living and working in another country, 到另外一个国家工作或者生活。想了解更多关于 Captain Anton Lin 的信息和照片，请登录我们的 BBC UK China 网站。在节目结束之前呢，我们再听一遍 Captain Anton Lin 的采访录音。我们下次节目再会。
My name is Captain Anton Lin, and I'm in the Blues and Royals in the British Army. I'm one of few Chinese officers in the British Army. My father is Chinese. He taught at Oxford for about 25 years. While there, he met someone studying Chinese, and that's my mother. And so I've grown up with a strong family connection to China. I grew up in Oxford, and then went to Oxford University myself, where I studied law. I left Oxford in 2006, and shortly afterwards started my military training at Sandhurst, which is the academy that all officers have to attend for 1 year before becoming an officer in the British Army. After leading tank soldiers on operations in Afghanistan, I returned to England last year and had another 6 months of training on horsemanship before I could take over my current position as a troop leader of mounted ceremonial soldiers in London. Performing public ceremonial duties is very exciting. That's the first thing that you feel. It's made especially exciting by knowing that a year ago I was in Afghanistan fighting the Taliban in a tank, and now here I am in the middle of London with huge crowds looking at us and performing duties for the Queen, and let all the tourists and the world see the British heritage. It's a very different feeling, and it's made all the more exciting for what you've already done. When I do leave in November, I hope to move abroad to try living and working in another country, and that will probably be either China or Europe.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.